Across the state, access to affordable, nutritional food remains a serious concern, as many New Yorkers still live in so-called healthy food deserts. In order to address this problem, amongst a whole host of other food-related issues in the Capital Region, which could inform strategic plans all over the state, the nonprofit Capital Roots conducted a multi-year investigation into what it would take to increase support for local producers and consumers lacking food security, essentially everything from the grower to the eater. To discuss those findings, including the role that the state could play in achieving these goals moving forward, we're joined by the group's CEO, Amy Klein. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you.
So in order to address the topic of food insecurity in the 11-county Capital Region, I imagine you first had to gauge the scope of the problem in the area. So how big of a challenge are we facing around the state's capital area? And are there certain areas which we, you know, have a bigger concern when it comes to this 11-county region?
So with the regional food system assessment, what we did was we honed in on the four main counties, Albany, Rensselaer, Schenectady, and Saratoga counties, to look at consumption and the issue of food security and how we could build a more equitable food system for our residents. We looked at the 11-county food shed when we were looking at production, distribution, and processing with an eye toward creating a more economically viable and sound food system for our small producers and farmers. So that was the focus of this four-year regional food system assessment.
So based on this assessment, did you find that there were areas for improvement, whether on the area of supporting local farmers or addressing issues of food insecurity?
There is definitely room for improvement. And, you know, what we tried to do with this study was really look at the areas of concern and also look for areas of opportunity in each one of the sectors of our food system. And there is tremendous opportunity to build a more equitable and financially sound food system for our consumers, our low-income consumers in particular, and for our small producers. We also set about to sort of dispel some of the myths that exist within our food system on the consumption side, one of those being that low-income consumers need to be taught how to eat good food, and that nutrition education is the critical need when it comes to healthy food access. And we really, you know, put a big emphasis on researching that in low-income areas, and specifically people who were using emergency food programs, to determine whether that was really the case, and found that it was not.
One of the other sort of myths, I guess, that you addressed that I thought was really interesting was this dialogue that we have around so-called food deserts, and that they're a product of like not enough grocery stores in certain areas. You actually sort of assessed the infrastructure when it comes to access for food in the Capital Region. Can you talk about what you found there?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's no question that there is a lack of full service food markets, what we now call supermarkets in our region. Supermarkets, for the most part, have left the urban spaces and the rural spaces to focus on the more financially viable for that model, the suburban areas. But what that does not mean is there is not the infrastructure for healthy food access and more of the grocery model in the greater Capital Region that exists. And so we've done infrastructure survey of the existing small retail food outlets in our region to determine where there is that retail infrastructure that exists, and how we could, with funding and with assistance to those small markets, really create the model for total fresh and healthy food access with existing infrastructure that exists in our region.
Yeah, what would it take to incentivize existing retailers to overhaul their operations to some degree in order to make it that they can offer those healthier food options?
So, you know, what is needed is a sort of rebuilding of our entire food system. And we have many of the elements in place here in the region. For example, these small retail outlets, many of them small mom and pop shops in urban spaces and rural spaces, do not have access to the distribution that they need to be able to carry the full market basket in an affordable way. And so they need to be able to access that, you know, so that they can sell fresh fruits and vegetables and meat and dairy. We have a distribution system in our region that is based on small and locally based distributors. So what we need to do is marry the two and, you know, work with local food hubs also to provide more of that distribution capability so that these small stores can carry the products that they need and want to carry.
Moving forward, what do you see as the state's role in, you know, anything from helping local farmers in the Capital Region to that end product of what consumers can actually buy at groceries?
There's a tremendous role here for the state to play, and much of it could, you know, be in the form of existing resources being reallocated or really being tweaked in terms of, you know, funding that is in place, but with some modifications, so that, you know, an eye can be put toward how to solve some of these identified problems with distribution, with processing needs, with good agricultural practice certification in our region, which is very limited and needed for farms to be able to sell to wholesale customers, and also to really move away from funding educational programs geared toward SNAP participants, food stamp users, and instead redirect those dollars toward more hands-on, you know, food access methods.
You mentioned those education funding initiatives, and that's, you know, something you talked about earlier in our conversation. Do you just sort of assume, based on with your report, that we're really not getting much bang for our buck from those types of initiatives right now?
You know, I think for all of us in society, we can all benefit from, you know, how to cook, how to, you know, things like that. But we shouldn't assume that because somebody is on food stamps that they need cooking lessons, that they need to be toured in a grocery store to learn how to eat healthily. That is not the case. And so I think, you know, for instance, the $12 million annually that's allocated from the federal government for SNAP education, if we could, you know, sort of modify how that money is allocated so that it really is going toward the needs of people using SNAP, I think we get a lot more from those dollars.
Would we need to get buy-in from the federal government to redirect that type of money for a different purpose, or does the state already sort of have the flexibility with that money?
You know, it's possible that the state has some flexibility in how that money could be allocated within the sphere of SNAP education. And I think, you know, some of this really takes some creative thinking in how on the ground we can really deliver these services in a way that are more impactful and results oriented.
Your report is focused on the Capital Region, but I'm curious whether some of the findings could be applied to other parts of upstate, especially these sort of metro areas like Syracuse, Buffalo, and Rochester.
I think absolutely these findings, while they are specific to the greater Capital Region, they could have great applicability to the rest of New York State and other places in the country. Really taking a deep dive and really looking at, you know, what makes a food system work and what areas need improvement, where the opportunities are, is such an important thing. And taking out the assumptions and, you know, really focusing on the areas where we can build equity and economic resilience.
Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. We've been speaking with Capital Roots CEO Amy Klein. Amy, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Support for the Capital Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.